That's very commendable.
Well, anyway, when Dad moved to Deer Creek, he went into the drainage business, the way I understood it.
Not only drainage, but he bought butter and shipped it out in barrels. And for that
cream.
And cream, mm-hmm. And hides, mm-hmm. And furs.
Well, now I remember all of that, too.
Now, you should remember that
I
part.
I do. That I remember.
I can still smell that often.
You can? But yeah. You can't smell.
I used to help have to open up those hides and salt them, you know.
Yeah.
I love to go down the creek.
Oh, and I love to go down the creamery, yeah. And down
the raw hide.
Did he buy them from people and treat them?
Yeah, people kill the cow for meat, you know, and they'd sell the hide, which they still do.
And he'd bring it in, he'd lay them out, and he'd have to cover them with rock salt.
Yep.
And roll them up together
then
and tie them.
Roll them all up and then tie them with a wire, see, to ship them.
Did you ever read, which I didn't, how many years before the Mass for Richard Dana?
Oh.
100 years before the Mass?
No.
No, not that long.
Seven?
Well, two years.
2 years.
2 years, I think. Where out here on the California coast, you know, they would, he was on this ship that came around from South America and all the way up. He was a young man from the east someplace, I think. And they would bring these buffalo hides, or sheep hides, or some kind of hides, cow hides, yes, to a cliff, a point on the cliff, and throw them down to the men below to load in their ships. Did you never read that poem? It was always in our library at home.
I could have, but I
never
remember.
Read it either.
You see, the reason we don't have any buffalo, they were killed for their hides only.
That's right.
They killed. Hundreds of thousands of buffalo, and that's all they did it for, just to hide. Your meat lay there. We'd whack off a steak or two if they wanted it in a campfire.
What was the primary purpose of a cow hide, honey? What did they do?
Made shoes.
Shoes?
Well, all kinds of things.
What your shoes
do you
made
think
out
you're
of?
Wearing?
Plastic.
Well, it could be.
These are hide of some kind.
Yeah.
Leather is all hide. And there isn't any other kind of leather.
That's right.
There.
Okay.
Deep
so
leather.
Leather handbags, leather belts, leather.
And there's elk.
Alligator,
crocodile.
Oh, now I remember singing about cowhide.
Yeah, you did. And cardigan, you know cardigan? Cardigan, C-O-R-D-O-V-A-N. It's horse hide.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's a
I've
dark...
I've known cardigan all my life, but
it's
know.
It's a color now, but it's originally, it's cardigan with a horse hide.
You ought to see the skins they build cowboy boots out in Tulsa, in that area, you know, the ostrich skins.
And oh, really?
Yeah. In fact, I had a pair of ostrich skin cowboy boots stolen when they robbed my house.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Hell,
what'd you
they
pay
sell
for?
Cowboy boots any worth.
I don't
like
know.
$175.
Well, I told the insurance company that I ain't paid $30.
They were discount. Discount ostrich.
Well, Amy.
You know that they are
Patagonian ostrich.
They are raising buffalo now in Oklahoma. They're starting.
Oh, really?
And selling. You can get buffalo meat in the butcher shop.
You can get buffalo burgers, I know, over in Bartlesville.
But you see quite a few buffalo around now in our
part of the country. More than I saw.
They say they breed very fast.
Guy could make buffalo. Can live on less than a cow can somewhere there. I mean, they can eat this stuff that cows won't eat. And this guy quit the cow business, went in the buffalo business. He had 200 or 300 of them, I saw him tell
me. Well, they there's a crossbreed too called buffalo. I mean, it's a crossbreed between a buffalo and a cow.
Buffalo in the right name.
Buffalo in Missouri. Yeah.
Buffalo.
Isn't
buffalo?
Raised chickens.
Buffalo.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Buffalo.
Yeah.
But that's not the...
That's not right. Well, it isn't spelled like...
It's Japanese. A different word, Paul. You're still saying buffalo.
Okay.
That's what you're talking about.
That's the way it's spelled.
Can you see what I've
touched? Okay,
MP.
Okay, good. No, I didn't know I left it in here. I thought I left it in the ice box.
Paul says this is a...
Okay.
Nice. What? What's the matter?
My youngest son brought that to me.
Oh, did he?
And I mean, he's the one
from
that
Spain.
Recommended that brand.
Never heard of it.
I haven't either, but...
You can find it in all the liquor stores.
Paul recommends it very highly.
He does?
Uh-huh.
It's Spanish. The Spanish champagne.
Y'all.
And it's about half the price of any of the others.
What kind do you like, Norman, the best?
California champagne.
California champagne.
Well, I brought it. That's California champagne. I just brought it in.
Oh, no.
I bought it in California.
But
you're up to your old crits again, buddy. You don't have a chance. Look at all of these good...
Trudy, how's your drink?
What brand...
Fruit pickers over here.
Right. Uh-huh.
What brand of California do you like? Napa Valley.
Norman. Corbell.
Yeah.
Something, I don't know. I can tell it when I see it. I don't remember.
Well, there. We went through the champagne factory up at Napa. And that is... That's
Did they stomp the grapes with their feet?
Yeah. They had purple feet.
I hope they washed them.
They did, and it grapes. What's the name of it? Chandon. Damon Chandon.
Chandon.
Domain Chandon.
Domain Chandon.
It's a beautiful, beautiful winery.
What's the first name?
All those up there. Domain. We have to make that tour.
Domain.
House of
Chandon.
Sebastiani is
the D-O-M-A-Y.
D-O-M-A-I-N-L.
Well, they have some very lovely estates, winery. So I've seen pictures of.
Many doors and I went through about 10 or 12 of them.
Lois and I have never been to the Napa Valley.
We didn't go through that many wineries, did we? We went through the wineries, but we didn't go through the